Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion together with you, our listening audience. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. We're asking the question today, is our government our enemy? Is our government our enemy? Now, I can succinctly tell you yes. We want to look at some of the background, some of the rationale, some of what we see taking place to validate what I am saying today on this broadcast. And lest we misunderstand, if we lose our liberty, we've lost our freedom of religion. We've lost our right to keep and bear arms. We've lost our freedom of speech, the liberties that allow us to have a church to preach the word, teach the word. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the COVID lockdown, as a result of the forced church closings over the past 18 months, the latest Gallup poll reveals to us that almost 10,000 churches have already closed because of lack of financial stability to remain open. And according to that same Gallup poll, we understand that there's some 1,000 to 1,500 plus churches that will be closing each and every month as a result of the forced closing by the federal government. So we need to be concerned for those that are willing to sit in silence, for those that are willing to bury your head in the sand as an ostrich and pretend there's no calamity taking place in America. I've got news for you. We need to wake up, sit up, be vigilant, and understand that the battle is before us. It's not something that's coming by and by. It's not something that may or may not take place. It's something that we are in the midst of, the fray, even as I speak today. And the broadcast today is designed to wake you up and to get us to understand. We must sit up, stand up, speak up. We need to call city council. We need to call our state representatives. We need to call our state senators. We need to call the U.S. representatives. We need to call our U.S. senators and demand that they grow a spine and do something to protect our nation before the fundamental foundations are destroyed. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And so I'm dealing with that which we as righteous people, i.e. Christians, as to what we ought to do today. So I'm praying it's an alarming call, a wake-up call that will challenge each and every listener today to recognize the road that we're headed down and what we need to do. And ladies and gentlemen, we do this broadcast each and every day as we face the issues. We do so based on the authority of Scripture. After all, it's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that has the final authority. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus said in John 8:31-32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the Word of God that we need to stand on, not what some societal babbler may say, not what some denominational dogma might tell us, not what some political ideological bent might stress, not what some philosophical rhetoric might think, but what does the Word of God say? That's the first, the foremost, and the final authority that we have. That's the source book for our authority as Christians today. And I challenge us to be aware of the journey that we're traveling. And there are multitudes today that's listening to the sound of my voice, and you're willing to sit back in silence. You're willing to simply go along, get along to go along, or go along to get along, however you want to couch it. You're willing to simply be silent. Well, I want to wake you up out of the lethargy and silence with talking about what is happening today with the question, is our government our enemy? Is the government, whether it's local, state, or national, is the government our enemy today? The enemy of the soul of America, the enemy of the heartbeat of America, the enemy of the Constitution of the United States of America, the enemy of our freedoms and our liberties that we have today, are those in Washington, those in Tallahassee and otherwise, are they the true enemies to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ today? And for the most part, let me tell you, they are. In fact, let me say to you further, ladies and gentlemen, that it was George Orwell, the secularist, that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that says, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. It is the death of truth, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the reason I go to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christian, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And that's what I challenge you to do, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner's lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the beltway of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, where the 165-foot flagpole is standing with the old glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that American flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a few minutes to give a brief monologue introduction, and then we're going to have a dialogue and discussion with one of my sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg's going to be on the broadcast with me today, and we're going to be talking about what the government is doing that we can ascertain their actions and make a determination that they have, in fact, become our enemies. But ladies and gentlemen, to set the stage, perhaps you'll recall Waco, Texas. Waco, where then Attorney General under the Clinton administration authorized the ATF and the FBI to carry out a raid on the Branch Davidian cult. Now, I don't agree with their theology and their doctrine, what David Koresh was teaching in the cult called the Branch Davidians. But ladies and gentlemen, David Koresh was said to be very dangerous. And Janet Reno said the government had to protect the children. She was all upset. She was all uptight that in that Branch Davidian cult building, there were children that needed to be protected, and they need to be protected by the federal government. So let's get it straight, ladies and gentlemen. The government burned everyone in the building. They burned the Davidian camp. They killed by burning 91 children and all of the adults that were in the building to protect the children. You understand what I'm saying? The federal government said we need to protect the kids in the Branch Davidian cult, so they burned the building, killed everyone in it, and burned to death 91 children. And it was to protect the children. So the government protected them by killing them. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're looking back in brief history past to set the stage for where we are in America today and what we see taking place by the government. You say, Pastor, it sounds like you're passionate. I am passionate about the subject because what we see with the growing of the federal government and the encroachment of the federal government on our constitutional liberties, our Bill of Rights in particular, destroying the church, destroying the liberties and the freedom of speech, destroying our right to keep and bear arms, we understand that the government's doing all of this for our protection. Then you recall, ladies and gentlemen, Ruby Ridge, the 11-day standoff with Randy Weaver. They were trying to, Randy was there trying to protect his wife and his family. The FBI agents and the U.S. Marshals circled the isolated mountain cottage in Idaho. Ultimately, Weaver's wife, Vicky, his 14-year-old son, Sammy, were killed by the government siege. So what was the government protecting we the people from in Randy Weaver's siege in the mountains in Idaho? What were they protecting us from? Well, supposedly, Randy Weaver was a national threat. because he possessed some firearms. He had one, ladies and gentlemen, listen, he had one illegal sawed-off shotgun. That was the premise they used to set the siege on Randy Weaver's cottage into the mountainside. Ladies and gentlemen, Randy Weaver was a national threat, according to the FBI, ATF, and the ones that were in charge of that raid on his home. The government had to protect us from Randy Weaver, one individual that had one illegal weapon. The government had to protect us from it. So they murdered his wife. They murdered his son. They killed his dog. And ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is that Randy Weaver refused to become a government snitch. They wanted him to be a government snitch. Why was that? Because they wanted Randy Weaver to infiltrate a group of white men that they felt was going to be a danger to the nation. And therefore, they killed Randy Weaver's wife and his son and his dog because on the claim of the officials, the government wanted to protect us, that he had illegal weapons, and they could have arrested him in the open anytime. They could have arrested him and confiscated his weapons, but no, they chose to surround his home and to kill his wife, to kill his son, and shot his dog in order to get their attention and try to draw them out of the house. But ladies and gentlemen, ultimately, Randy Weaver won a major settlement from the federal government for violating its constitutional liberties and rights. But all of this was done, ladies and gentlemen, because Randy Weaver had one illegal weapon. You hear me? You understand? The federal government was going to protect we the people from a dangerous man with one illegal weapon as they saw it. But ladies and gentlemen, more recently, we had the setup of a group of men in Michigan. A group of men in Michigan that didn't like what Gretchen Whitmer was doing, didn't like the governor's edicts and executive orders. And I think she was the most wicked, has been the most wicked witch in the United States of America with the executive orders trying to repress the people and destroy the liberties and the freedoms of the people in Michigan. But notwithstanding that position, it was the federal government's FBI agents. Hear me. The government, the FBI agents that are paid to protect us, that set up the attempted coup to kidnap the governor of Michigan. They drew in a group of men that were disenchanted with what the governor was doing. They tried their best to get them to arm themselves, and of course, not one of the men that they tried to bring into the coup was willing to follow in what they wanted done. None of the men, although the FBI agents tried to incite them to carry out the kidnapping and to participate in it, yet the attempted coup was blamed on these few white men. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see a pattern? The pattern is within the federal government to make it look as though we have a white supremacist danger. In fact, the head of the FBI said that the most dangerous thing in America today that America is faced with, white supremacist, white men. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the federal government that's trying to protect us from the very wicked democratic tyrants that we have in seat of government today. No, it was not set the DOJ. It was just simply to set up the DOJ's narrative, ladies and gentlemen, that white men in America are our enemies. And the DOJ has that position today. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we have the January the 6th demonstration at the U.S. Capitol. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a demonstration at the U.S. Capitol. And now all is blamed, of course, on President Trump and all of his followers. But the truth is that these demonstrations, this demonstration that took place at the Capitol, was really infiltrated by, yes, you guessed it, the FBI, our own government, infiltrated this group. And by the way, that infiltration, it was not just by the FBI, but by the BLM Marxist demonstrators and the Antifa demonstrators, all with a goal of trying to force it to look as though President Trump and the peaceful people that were there for that rally were the fault and the problem for America. And ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks minimum, 2 weeks before the January the 6th rally by President Trump, there was a notification to Nancy Pelosi, the head of the Capitol Police, the head of the D.C. Metro Police, and the D.C. mayor, that there was the potentiality of an infiltration of the rally by the BLM and the Antifa. And, of course, at the time that notification was made, it was not knowledgeable then that the FBI was part of the infiltration. Yes, it was the FBI infiltrators that were the ones that allowed demonstrators to come into the Capitol. It was the infiltration by the FBI that waved in the busloads of the Antifa and BLM demonstrators to come into the Capitol with the doors being flung wide open, inviting them in. There's over 14,000 hours, clock hours, a videotape throughout the Capitol complex that now the government is refusing to release to any of those that they have arrested and put in jail that's been there for 7 months without having a hearing, without having the opportunity to post bond. They're there and considered guilty without ever being tried. Ladies and gentlemen, but it's the government protecting us from ourselves by taking our liberties, taking our freedoms, destroying our Bill of Rights, and destroying the right of any person that is charged with a crime to be heard and to be able to post bond. In fact, we have the BLM rioters across America that when they were demonstrating, burning cities, burning police headquarters, burning courthouse buildings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and killing police officers, when they were the few that were arrested, were summarily bailed out, and it was the wonderful now Vice President, Kamala Harris, that had an organization that was set up to post bond to get the thugs out so that they go back in and start burning buildings and killing people and destroying police agencies in those cities. Ladies and gentlemen, what really took place on January the 6th was a rally that was infiltrated by the FBI agents, Antifa, and the BLM Marxists. Now we have the government again telling us that we need greater and greater police protection, greater and greater government control over our lives in America. And they're expanding the Capitol Police, not just to the Capitol, the D.C. Capitol area. They're expanding the Capitol Police now nationwide because we, the people, need to be protected by our own government from ourselves. Do you see the antithetical quagmire that we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Now we have a government that's wanting to protect all of us from COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, the government wants to protect us. Did you know that? And with everything that they say they want to do in protecting us, it's restricting with a greater and greater element of restriction on our constitutional rights, our Bill of Rights, our liberties, and our freedoms. We're going to talk about that in the balance of this broadcast today. What's taking place in America with the government literally ever increasingly becoming the enemy of we the people. Greg, I'm thankful that you could take time today to join me on this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you, that those who have not met him, one of our four sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg, I am thankful for your knowledge of the Word, the knowledge of the Constitution, and your stand on constitutional liberties and the freedoms that the Lord has given us that we might continue to stand. You've heard my elongated monologue. What do you have to say? What is your thought? What are your thoughts on my monologue today that introduces where we want to go?
Well, the apparatus of government likes the power that they have seized over the past year and a half. They really enjoy it. And they seek to seize even more. And just look at, you can look at what they're doing and perceive the agenda very quickly. You know, you as an individual, you need to shut down and you need to close your business. You need to wear your mask. You need to get your COVID test. You need to get your experimental vaccine. You know, a lot of things you need to do. You need to do this and this. And this. It's basically we're going to force you. We're going to nudge you initially, and then we're going to force you. While at the same time, you're supposed to do all these things. While at the same time, a criminal is allowed to burn a city down or invade a courthouse or a police station, tear it apart, rip it to pieces, take over, set up a autonomous zone, and it's called a summer of love by the left. Matter of fact, folks that get hauled away to jail, Kamala Harris and her band will help get them out of jail, set up a bail fund and get them out of jail. So they want the criminals to run free. Not only do they want to bail out those that are committing criminal acts today, during this past 18 months, but those that are in jail already or in prison already were released in mass quantities. Some jails, half of the jail population was released early because they didn't want to deal with the COVID inside the jail or inside the prison. Okay, so this is going on. And at the same time, all of the things that Donald Trump and his administration put in place to try to secure this nation, to try to secure our borders, that must come to an immediate stop, according to the Biden administration. We've got to stop building the wall. By the way, we paid billions, thousands of millions of dollars to contractors for work that Joe Biden decided we need to stop doing that work. Do you understand? We spent additional money. We're spending additional money to secure the assets that are not being – we have sections of fence, sections of wall, tons of them, many, many hundreds and hundreds of tons of them sitting on the ground, and we're paying security folks to make sure that it doesn't get hauled away. So we can leave the border wide open to millions of additional illegal aliens, many of which are infected. Numbers anywhere from 10% to 25% is what I've heard. And they're being not just allowed in mass, but they're being distributed across the United States by bus and by airplane. Now, keep in mind, you can't get on that airplane unless you wear a mask. Matter of fact, you're probably, if you're heading anywhere internationally, you're going to be subjected to a Wuhan flu test before you get on the airplane. But folks are walking into this country and then being distributed across the United States. Do you really think that this government that's doing all this is concerned for your health? Do you really think that they want what's best for you and your family and the United States of America as a whole? Everything I'm seeing within what's taking place points to an agenda for power. It doesn't point to an agenda for security or for peace or for harmony. I mean, we haven't even gotten started on critical race theory and Black Lives Matter. They're supporting these things too. They were also prepared to burn this country to the ground if Donald Trump went into office a second time. You don't believe me? You look back at the papers. Look at all the news reports. They were prepared across the United States. Matter of fact, many cities went into complete lockdown mode, shutdown mode, boarded the windows up, boarded the doors up, closed down, left. Why? Because they were concerned that somebody would go crazy and burn their communities to the ground if Donald Trump went back into office. Now, interestingly enough, right there at the election, those same people that were planning to burn things down, all of a sudden they were celebrating. Do you understand? I mean, this is the bully on the playground yard, and he's getting his way right now. He's pushing and shoving everybody, kicking people in the face. By the way, that's not just metaphorical. That's taking place. We've got the videos. They're kicking people in the face. And as long as you lay down and take it, you're going to get more of it. You're going to get more. And they literally, this twisted, perverted scheme actually is emboldened by believers that don't know their word. You know, you have a lot of believers out there. You just turn the other cheek. Just turn the other cheek. You go, stop. Stop. Hold on a second, folks. Just love them. You should love them. But that doesn't mean that you just roll over and let the country fall into chaos. There's a time. There's a time for everything. Read Ecclesiastes, folks. There's a time. There's a time to stand up and say no more. There's a time to defend this nation because you're defending it for your children and your grandchildren. There's a time to defend freedom, and that's when your Christian liberties are under assault. And by the way, folks, they are every single day. My dad chats about it. Matter of fact, we taught the CRT, the BLM, and the LGBTQIAP. The reality is each one of these and many, many more, at the heart of their agenda is the dismantling of a Christian-founded nation. They hate this nation. Doubt me? Watch the Olympics, folks. You got your soccer team and that parading bunch. It was sad that we literally had folks in the United States cheering for our opponents because the people that were representing us hate this nation, hate this nation. I'm so thankful for some of these fantastic Olympians winning gold for this nation and thanking God for the nation in which they're born. Thanking God for having the opportunity to be raised and to live in the greatest nation on God's green earth. I'm proud of those folks. But yeah, that's kind of the beginning of where I'd start my rant. I want to chat about Dr. Malone in a few minutes, but I'm sure you have a lot more.
Greg, so much. Thank you so much for your comments. One of the things that we see taking place is the confiscation of our rights and our liberties in America, and our freedoms being destroyed. I'm looking at an article that says, I'm a former CIA officer and security specialist. For 17 years, I've made it my life's mission to preserve freedom and to help God-fearing Americans protect our precious liberties. I fought the forces of evil and looked the devil square in the eyes. However, all of my precious activities, nothing is more important than this. It's a matter of life and death, not just for you and your family, but for our country, because America is under attack. And the biggest and most dangerous threat is not from the Islamic Caliphate, not from Russia, Iran, or North Korea, not from social justice warriors or big tech, not from insurrectionists like the mainstream media wants you to believe. No, this assault comes from much more dangerous groups. They don't bomb our cities. They don't strike our infrastructures. They don't use weapons of violence. Their modus operandi is much too subtle for that. Instead, they operate from the shadows, plucking the strings behind the closed doors, letting their puppets do the dirty work while keeping their names out of the spotlight. In fact, this enemy is so devious that most Americans are blind to their true existence. As a result, most people don't see the war being waged on our nation, even though it's happening right under our noses in broad daylight, inside our borders, and worst of all, being executed by the so-called Americans that supposedly are protecting us. Let me be absolutely unequivocally clear. This is the greatest threat that America has ever faced. The perpetrators of this attack are on a mission to destroy everything that we cherish. Our ideals, our beliefs, and our way of life, they want all to be eradicated. Worst of all, in my analysis, it shows that they are winning the battle. It will be the end of American freedom. It will be the end of your religious freedom, your religious free speech, your right to keep and bear arms, private property and ownership. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness will be gone. Unless we fight back, your inalienable rights will be the thing of the past. That's why I'm wanting to make this clear. It's a call to join in the fight to save our country, to defend our land against the forces of evil that want to destroy us, to ensure our kids and great-grandkids grow up in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. We must repel those who seek to control, coerce, and to dominate our nation. So, Greg, that's from a former CIA agent specialist, and he is challenging Americans to stand for truth and to stand for freedom. But we're watching it. In fact, one of the congressmen just did an article that says the greatest cover-up of all time. It's the Wuhan lab. We got about a minute for our top of the hour news break. Speak to that cover-up and the thought of what really happened at Wuhan Chinese lab and where we are as a result of that today.
Well, we've spent many, many months being completely censored anytime the subject of the Wuhan lab came up. We were told that's a debunked conspiracy theory. As a matter of fact, if you place something about the Wuhan lab on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, you're probably going to get it knocked off. It's going to be censored or it's going to receive the fascist book screen of shame. However, today, all evidence seems to point more and more toward the Wuhan lab being the only source for this Wuhan flu, this COVID-19. They tried to blame it on the bats. And you guys do the research. I keep looking. They supposedly have taken thousands and thousands of bats in that area, tested them. None of them have this virus. They blamed it on some critter called a penguin and, you know, in that wet market there in Wuhan. Turns out they can't find it there either. When Rand Paul addressed this as being not naturally occurring, Fauci knocked him down, threw him down as a, you know, conspiracy theorist, as it's been often done. Every time you turn around, if it's CNN, MSNBC, any of the mainstream media or lamestream media outlets, they've all said that this is a debunked conspiracy theory.
Greg,
who debunked it?
Let me interrupt you just for a moment. Hang in there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute top-of-the-hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. Greg will be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues.